I have seen evidence. I don't know how verified. It's not verified yet. It hasn't been confirmed. But I've seen the raw data that suggests that there may have been, as Francis suggested, a number of instances in which chlorine has been used in the conduct of war. And if it has, and if it could be proven, then that would be against the agreements of the Chemical Weapons Treaty and against the Weapons Convention that Syria has signed up to.
If it is proven that chlorine was used as a chemical in war, which is prohibited, what will the Syrian government face? What steps can you take?
It has been made clear by President Obama and others that use would result in consequences. We're not going to pin ourselves down to a precise time, date, manner of action, but there will be consequences if it were to be proven, including, I might say, things that are way beyond our control, have nothing to do with us, but the International Criminal Court and others are free to hold him accountable. And as you know, we have a resolution that will be in front of the United Nations with respect to culpability for crimes against humanity, atrocities in the course of this conflict. So one way or the other, there will be accountability.